Levette was arrested on aggravated battery charges 5 years ago following an altercation with her then mother-in-law. Though she was never convicted, she was jailed for more than a year and spent 4 months on home confinement because she could not afford to pay the $25,000 bail. As the case wore on, bail was reduced to $9,500, and it was paid by the Chicago Woman's Family and the Chicago Community Bond Fund. Levette, who we are identifying only by her first name at her request, recently celebrated the General Assembly's adoption earlier this month of a measure that would end cash bail.
This bill or any of the orders that we had that was passed at the time that I was arrested, it could have saved a lot of families from the heartaches that me and my family went through regarding losing housing, losing jobs, and me almost losing my kids.
The measure is wrapped in a far-reaching piece of criminal reform legislation. It had not been signed by Governor Pritzker as of Thursday morning. If he signs it, Illinois will be the first state to completely end the use of cash bail. Supporters say it will ensure that arrestees will not be detained because they can't afford to pay bond, while those arrested who have means can be released as their case winds through the courts. Often those cases are in poor, primarily Black communities. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox recently spoke in a program for the progressive entity The Appeal. She offered an example. Someone is charged with shoplifting because they've stolen a few hundred dollars of merchandise. They can't afford the $500 bail to get out.
While at the same time, we have people who have been charged with first-degree murder and have gotten a bail amount that they could, in fact, afford.
But Jim Durkin, the minority leader of the Illinois House of Representatives and a former prosecutor in Cook County, disagrees.
Public safety is the state's greatest responsibility to its citizens above all. The elimination of cash bail basically says that we respect the honor system for violent criminals and gang members.
The bill, which would take effect in January 2023, if signed, offers dozens of charges that could compel a judge to detain the accused. First-degree murder, arson, gun-related offense, sexual assaults, domestic violence, and other crimes. The director of the Illinois Justice Project is Sherelle Mitchell. The group is part of a coalition that advocated for the end of cash bail. He says the bill maps the process for determining whether someone will be detained.
So in the status quo, we have like a patchwork of laws. Some of them contradict each other.
The bill also requires the Administrative Office of the Illinois Court to regularly collect data on pretrial practices, something that is absent now. Democratic Senator Robert Peters sponsored the bill in his chamber. He says the measure will be financially beneficial for what he calls tough communities, like the Hyde Park neighborhood where he lives.
What money bond does is it pulls millions of dollars out of a community. And so working class communities that need food on their table, that need, to pay rent or pay their mortgage, working class communities that need support, just need that money in their pocket, now won't have that money pulled out.
Now it's up to Governor Pritzker. He's lent support to the concept of ending cash bail, but we may not know for months whether he endorses the General Assembly's vision. I'm Maureen McKinney.